Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. It's our time. It's our ritual to get together and connect people who have that same passion, that same love for bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever you call it, whatever it is to you. And most importantly, that passion, that love for life and creating more options, improving the overall quality of life. You know, I'm doing this podcast way to speak into your ear so we are like-minded people going through this journey together, finding like-minded people who are going in the same direction, think the same way, share experiences. I know in this day of the internet and social media and everybody has their phones texting, and we have more access to people all over the world than ever before, right at our fingertips. At the same time, it's actually connecting on a real level. It becomes even more scarce than ever. You know, sure, we have our Facebook pages and Twitter, and we see all the amazing, wonderful things that, you know, everybody is doing. You know, I'm not sure, so sure that really helps us connect, or it probably causes us to disconnect, maybe even feel more alone when we see what everybody else is doing, especially, you know, I don't know if we're necessarily getting a real look into people's lives, yet how do we know for sure? And we look at ourselves and say, hey, man, my life is nothing like that. And I could tell you this, just to let you guys know, is that, you know, I look at these Facebook pages, all the places people go, all the food and restaurants they eat, all the amazing things going on. I tell you, my life is nothing like that at all. I mean, it's nothing like that at all. Hey, good for those people. Seems like it's great fun times. I just wonder, well, how do they have the time for that? How do they afford all that? I mean, what's going on? You know, you would sometimes wonder if they're just creating photo ops, you know? And, you know, heck, I see myself a lot of times is that, hey, well, that could be a good photo op for a Facebook picture. If you're on my more private Facebook page, I don't actually have one that's just for, you know, close friends and family. You know, I don't have too many things going on besides working my ass off every single day. More than just that, I don't have any great adventures to post, and I certainly have not had any since launching Mass Machine Nutrition. You know, really about 4 years ago, kind of went online. 3 years ago, it's been nothing but intense work, sacrifice, risk, worry. You know, good times, everything, the whole constant journey. And I appreciate all your support and continued support for Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. But boy, that's definitely been consuming my thoughts and my time. And my life is nothing like everyone else's or a lot of other people's on Facebook. You know, I want to talk about role models, how to make role models work for you, how to find that connection, right? How you have to actually go out and seek them so they serve you, that you don't just go out there and look at people and then say, hey, well, what does this mean to me? That you go out and find the people that have meaning to you. But before I do that, I just want to say thank you so much for your support. A lot of sharing, a lot of liking the comments for this Morning Connection podcast. I really appreciate it. And I asked the question, what did you learn? And I've been getting a few comments, and I really appreciate you taking the time sharing your thoughts and listening to the Morning Connection podcast. Big shout out to Keith on the bodybuilding.com message board. You know, he shared his thoughts, and it's amazing. I love to see that personal growth and, you know, more than just muscles, the man formation, right? More than just sets and reps that Keith is going through, really pushing himself. You can check that out on the bodybuilding.com message board where I have my own thread there. So if you're listening to this on iTunes or you see this on Facebook and then you go over to skiplacour.com, however you're seeing this, I'll post a link to this message board that's been going, this thread that's been going on for years, and interact with people all over the world, bodybuilding, training, everything. And so Keith, you know, talked about his experiences, and I look at his age, you know, you can see how old they are, 29 years old. And I'll just tell you, Keith, you keep on doing your thing. And I see a lot of, I've seen a lot of people come and go. As I've been pushing myself through personal development, bodybuilding and training, everything around the world through the internet for many, many years. And I'll tell you, I can tell by the passion in your words that, man, you are on track. You are on track to have an amazing life. Just, you know, keep on pushing and realize that, you know, you're always going to have to be pushing the way, this way. It doesn't necessarily get easier. You go through pockets of time where, you know, you can feel like you coast and sit back and appreciate your effort. But at 29 years old, just remember at 39, 49, 59, the kind of person you are, you're always going to be asking for more. What was good now won't be good 6 months from now. Certainly won't be, won't satisfy in the same way a year from now. And that's okay. You're going to constantly need to grow and push yourself in this manner. You're on the right track. I love to see that personal growth. When I went on this journey many years ago, it just helped me so much just deal with life. And when times were, you know, challenging, it just gave me the peace of mind of how to handle it, go to the next step. So, I mean, it's easy when times are great, when everything is going your way. I mean, it doesn't take much to be able to handle that. It's during the challenging time. That's when all this personal development, all this growth, this being introspective and evaluating where you are in life, that's where it's really going to pay off, right? Because it's during the down times in life is when you're really tested. Is it going to continue for 3 days, 3 months, 3 years, the challenging times? Or are you going to just buck up, know how to manage your emotions? And when you manage your emotions and your mindset, you take a different set of actions and you pull yourself out of those inevitable challenging times, right? Those times that we all go through. So great. Thank you for sharing that. Thank all of you for sharing your thoughts and how this Morning Connection podcast is helping you. It really motivates me to get up in the morning and do more. I like how many times it's listened to, how much you're sharing it, how much you're liking it. Continue to do that. I really appreciate it. If this is information that you know your friends or your family, whether they want to build muscle or not, please share it with them. Also, you know, I want to make sure that I have my Mass Machine Nutrition customers. I have some special offers, special things. You know, I want to show my appreciation on this grassroots campaign. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, right? And just say, hey, Skip, I'm a customer. I'm one of your customers, all right? I want to put you on this special list. So go ahead and do that for me. Or if you want to be one of my special customers, go ahead and send me an email, all right? So, you know, one thing that Keith talked about on, you know, if you look on the bodybuilding.com message board about what he learned. The one thing that he said that I want to, it kind of follows up what I talked about yesterday. And he talked about, you know, his business, his fitness business. And as far as being a bodybuilder, he knows that he doesn't have the genetics to be, you know, some incredible bodybuilder. And I just want to clarify a couple things that when I talked about finding this thing that you're just amazing at. That one of the things is that you need a certain level of God-given talent. So, you know, if fitness, if this is your thing, you know this is your thing, you want to connect with people, you want to help people, maybe the way you see that I'm doing it, and you don't necessarily have the genetic potential to be some incredible bodybuilder, that's okay. I don't want to make you think that if you're not this extreme physical example, then you have no business doing that. And that isn't what Keith took out of it, but I just want to clarify, because there is always a way to provide value for other people. And You know, really how it works out in this fitness industry, you know, most of the people who are the most genetically talented, they don't dig deep in this sincere desire to break down things and then share it with other people. Usually how it works in life is that we teach what we need to learn most. So if someone's really genetically gifted, I mean, they're on to other things in their life, right? There's other frontiers for them to conquer. There's things that are more important to them to teach and learn. So that's usually how it works. I mean, a lot of times people want to bash people who have genetic talent, like, you know, they don't know what they're talking about and this and that. It's just usually, it's nothing, it's no knock on them. It doesn't matter what your genetics are. You still need to go to the gym. You still need to push yourself. You still learn. I mean, if you do anything for 10, 15, 20 years, you can't help but get better and better at what you do. I don't care what your genetic potential is. You don't just do the same things that you did your first week in the gym for 20 years. All right? You do grow. You do learn. All right? So, you know, a lot of the leaders, the experts in fitness, bodybuilding aren't genetically gifted, the most genetically gifted, and that's by their own admission. That's really a compliment to them and not a knock on the genetically gifted. It's just that they're not as driven and as passionate to become some instructor, some teacher, some motivator. So it's just funny how, it's interesting how, you know, people make that line. It's not that the genetically gifted don't have anything to share. It's just they're just not that interested. If you step up and become a leader at anything at what you do, you're making podcasts like this or videos or, you know, like Keith got his certification starting a business. It takes a lot of work. You got to be definitely passionate about that. And from my experience, the most gifted, the people who are the most genetically gifted, breaking it all down and sharing with other people just isn't their thing. Not that they couldn't. That's not their thing. They're on to other things. So you don't, you know, whatever path you take, even if, you know, I am the last person who would tell you not to follow your dreams, all right, regardless of what your God-given talent may or may not be, because there's always a higher level to that. I mean, like I said, this was something that, bodybuilding was something I was genetically gifted to do well at, but there's a lot of people who have far better genetics than me. Now, maybe the percentage of the people who have better genetics than me is much, much smaller by percentage than the people who I have better genetics than. But the point is, no matter what level you're at, there's always somebody better, right? So, and here's the other thing about whether or not you're the most talented when you go for that thing that you really want to do is there's always a way to make it work. There's always a way to make it work somehow, some way. And, you know, this sounds like a motivational speech, and, you know, I want to keep this real practical and not just cliches that you see posted on Instagram or something like that when it comes to motivation. But when you are passionate and driven and you put in your time and you work hard, you're going to go on a journey. And excuse me. And that journey is going to take you in a direction that you will learn and grow from that you would have never gone on if you didn't put your head down and passionately work towards something. You may end up in a place that's better than the direction that you originally wanted to go. And maybe it's better, worse, whatever. It's different than what you intended, the place that you intended to go. And you would have never found that if you didn't put so much effort in. So just keep on doing your thing, and I can definitely support you on that. You know, one thing that I want to talk about, people, you know, I've mentioned this where people, you know, may bump into me, maybe it's through iTunes, and, you know, then they Google, you know, my accomplishments, you know, as a bodybuilder. And they kind of, you know, I've heard this is, why don't I talk about, you know, that more? And I just want you to, my approach to helping you, informing you, inspiring you. At this stage, you know, it's not about me anymore. Now, for you to want to listen to what I have to say, to even be interested, why should I listen to this guy? Before you listen to what I have to say, I know I have to have a certain level of credibility to even get you interested in. And, you know, so, you know, on my website, I tell you what I've accomplished. All right. But after that point, you know, now I've got to provide value for you. I have to teach you. I have to inspire you. And there's one thing that you'll see that's different from me than a lot of other fitness experts is that I don't go on and on about all these trophies or national titles and on and on and on. You won't see that, you know, I sign my name as that or all the time or talk about that all the time. First of all, to me, those are in the past. I mean, those are great accomplishments. Those are some small reasons why you should listen to me. But really, the real reasons are what I get up and produce every single morning in a podcast like this. How does it touch you? How does it move you? How does it make your journey a little bit easier, more effective, and more efficient? My titles now have nothing to do with it. And I think that's what, again, what differentiates me from the a lot of the fitness experts out there is that this is all about you. I have totally made the transformation from, hey, look at me, and look what I've accomplished, to now it's like, okay, with everything that I know, I'm going to come into your mind, I'm going to come into your soul, and I'm going to give you everything that I've learned. So I think that people pretty much know what it is I've accomplished, especially if you're already listening to this. So that's why I don't go on and on about it. It isn't that I'm not proud of what I've accomplished. It's just that I don't see the need to go on and on and on because that's not my job anymore. My job now is not to be a champion bodybuilder. It's to be a coach that inspires you, that informs you, that helps take you to the next level. And sort of on that track, what I want to talk about today is, you know, finding role models. Finding the right role model for you. It's really important. It's something that you need to really think about and then you have to actively pursue. And you can't just stop at one or two role models and just pick one. It's something that will make a huge difference in your journey, right? Picking role models. You think it sounds so simple, right? But, you know, as you know, where I am right now in business, you know, pushing myself in a whole different direction. Now it's really important for me that during my day, you know, connecting with all of you, we're really passionate about bodybuilding training, improving our physiques, improving our lives. You know, at the same time, you know, I need to look for role models who are in the thick of the game as far as business is concerned. And one thing that I do is that I'm constantly searching within the industry and outside of the industry, reading autobiographies, because that's what really inspires me. One thing is that as you know, one thing I want to provide for you is, you know, maybe you've been training for 2 years or 5 years and you're pushing yourself hard and you're wondering what's in your future? How much can you grow? How much can you improve your physique? What are the pitfalls and challenges that you should watch out for and how do you overcome them? What's in your future? Sometimes you probably wish you had a crystal ball, right? Well, because I've gone down your path, in much, much higher levels for many more years, that's what I want to provide for you. You know, there's nothing worse that when you're winning the game, like you're pushing and grinding and you're winning, and to you, because you don't have the perspective yet, you think this sucks and you're about to quit or you're thinking you're plateauing or, you know, you're doing something wrong. And I see that all the time. If you look on the bodybuilding.com message board, some of the questions that I'm asked, what am I doing wrong? This is what I do. If you notice, a good 50% of the time, what I tell them is, look, you are doing great. For your time and grade, for how long you've been doing this, you're doing great. And you need to appreciate that. And you need to keep on keeping on. And sure, there may be some adjustments that you need to make along the way, but you're doing awesome. It's that validation, that keeping your head on straight, I understand is something that you really need, whether you realize that or not. All right. And see, you know, my situation, that's what I need as I conquer, you know, the business world. And, you know, I've posted some things on Facebook, some things, business seminars that I've gone through. I've even posted some, you know, books that I've read recently. I mean, they're not, you know, this hardcore bodybuilder role models that I'm looking for. I mean, they're businessmen. I can tell you that. They do the same thing for me. One thing about business, I don't care if you have a great idea. I don't even care if you have a good product. That is just a small part of the whole picture. It's about, you know, marketing, presenting yourself, unique market position, and then grinding it out. You know, it's not just hard work. It's just like, you know, natural bodybuilding. I'll use that for example. And I talked about this just yesterday, is that, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter just because you know a lot and you're willing to work hard and you've been working hard. You know, that's a great attitude to have, all right? That's where greatness starts. You know, at the same time, everybody isn't created equally. They're not equal in the genetics department. And sometimes that good intention, it's not going to manifest itself in success or to the success that you want, right? Well, same thing. You know, one thing, I'm a big fan of the TV show Shark Tank. And one thing that I always notice is that you got this person who's really crazy passionate about their business. And it's an idea at the time. They have very little track record of success. And they're just saying, hey, this is the greatest thing in the world. You guys should come on board. And I understand that feeling. But I'll tell you, that is just the tip of the iceberg, all right? That is just scratching the surface of what you need to do. I mean, everybody has a great idea. There's a lot of great ideas. It's, I would say, good after the great idea, 90% is, you know, a lot of hard work and a lot of persistence. And it doesn't matter how nice of a person you are, or again, how great your idea is. There's a lot of mental things that you need to know, that you need to understand when you're in business. And so for me, I have to get out there and see what other people are doing and hear their words. And I tell you, is that when I go out and I read business biographies, Mark Cuban, is he's on the Shark Tank. I mean, I've read everything that's been put out on him. The things that he says, they just resonate with me so much. And it's just, oh, okay, I understand now. You know, whereas before I go, is this, because it's never going to be enough. If you're the type of person to even start a business, if you're even the person who, you know, builds this body, who's consistent in the gym, you know, there's going to be times where you're going to be appreciative, all right? It's not going to be a grind the whole way. But you know what you've done in the past, okay, that's great. I want more and more and more. That's why you're in this position, right? So to know that you're on the right track, or the role model that you picked has gone through a lot of the same things that you've gone through, it can be very helpful just for the mindset, the execution of the strategies and the day-to-day grind, that becomes so secondary. So you need to go out there and find role models now that suit you and your situation. See, part of the reason why I'm being so transparent with my life, my ups and my downs, is to, you know, I understand that everybody isn't going to be able to relate to everything about my life. It isn't going to be like this perfect match. Well, his life is exactly like mine. Okay. But at the same time, there will be a lot of things, but you have to know what those are. And, oh, wow, that's a great story. I can really connect with you. That is the reason why I'm doing this. You know, sets and reps, I can tell you all that stuff. But when you can connect to the mindset, to know that there's nothing wrong with you. Wow, Skip went through this bullshit himself. He continues to go through this bullshit. Hey, maybe there's nothing wrong with me. And hell, I'm only 29 and Skip is going through this. Wow, I really appreciate him saying this to me because, hell, I'm going to be in a lot better position than him by the time I'm his age. And that would be awesome. I would love to provide that for you. But you got to go out and find the right role model to you, not just who throws themselves at you. It'll make your job a lot easier. You know, in the fitness business, there's a particular gentleman who's active on YouTube, and I was watching one of his YouTube videos, and boy, he was telling about the hard work that he's put in, all the time and the effort and the sacrifices. And I was so appreciative of that because, hell, even if only half of it was true, which I have no reason to believe that all of it wasn't true, this guy put in his time. He put in his work. And it inspires me to keep on doing my thing. I can't tell you, and I emailed him. I said, wow, thank you so much for, you know, putting out that video. That's making my journey. That it's inspiring that there's nothing wrong with me, that I can just keep on doing my thing. I was so appreciative for him to be transparent in that manner and put out that video, right? And what I'm saying is what I need to actively do, which I've been doing, is finding the right role model that's going to help me have the mindset so I can execute all the strategies and bounce back from disappointments, keep on keeping on all the things I tell you with your bodybuilding and training efforts. They're out there. This internet is full of them. But you have to go out and don't just have all this information thrown at you. You have to go out and actively find the right match for you. And if you're listening to this podcast, this is one match right here. Everything that I'm sharing with you, go out and find more. Because I'll tell you again, sometimes I kind of want to grab some of these, you know, 21-year-old kids who really hang their hat on everything is the strategy, whether it's the training strategy, the eating strategy. Yes, always find the most effective and efficient strategies. But it's the mindset. It's the person who's implementing that strategy is so much more important than the strategy itself. And what can help you develop that mindset so you execute those strategies on a consistent basis to their fullest without giving up, without hiccups or periods where you're down and out, don't think it's working, so you're not giving your full effort, you're continuing to build that momentum, is finding people who you can relate to. All right. So have a great Sunday. We will connect again tomorrow.